Right, welcome to Dublin. You've got the fight you wanted. You called for it back in Glasgow. A couple of days away. Your thoughts on the fight, first off?
You know, I'm confident. I'm an undefeated fighter. Training one of the best camps in the world. You know, and I feel unstoppable, to tell the truth. And, yeah, I'm ready to get in there and put on a good performance.
How's the development been going over at TriStar? You've been over there for a little while now. Obviously, you're training with some elite level guys over there. You know, Rory Mack and GSP still knocking around over there. I mean, how's that benefiting your game as you come into this fight?
Yeah, that's benefiting my game a lot. And also, you know, for this camp, brought in a very high level grappler from Henzo Gracie Academy. I've been sparring some of the best boxers in the world. I've been sparring Lucien Boutet, former world champion. Different level guys compared to, you know, what I'm going to be competing on Saturday.
And in terms of what Pendry's going to bring to the table, I mean, he's going to have all of the crowd on him. He's coming in off the back of a defeat. There's a little bit of pressure on him, perhaps. How are you planning on sort of nullifying that crowd and sort of silencing them early on in the fight?
Just bringing my game. You know, technically, I believe I'm levels above Pendred. You know, the reason I think Pendred's so good is because he's delusional. I think his belief is incredible, and he just keeps going. I think technically he's I might have his league, to be honest.
And oh, so good.
I'm gonna get ready for free range. You know, Pendra's a tough guy and he keeps going, but if the finish is there, I'll take it.
Yeah, the last fight, you know, obviously been with WCB, it's been a lot of ground. The last fight, the lead off the straight fight, obviously Carl Strange would be in the grappling department. Can you imagine just trying to box him?
Yeah, definitely, but as I say, I think I'm better everywhere, so if he goes to the ground, I'll beat him on the ground and on the feet. You know, I train some of the best boxers in the world, so my boxing is superior. And I still haven't really had a chance to show that, you know, and you know, last fight I got to show a little bit of my boxing.
Speaking to Joe, what happens, do you know exactly when you're there?
I was actually sparring at the time. You know, he got caught with a shot. You know, we always we're always sparring 1 week out from the fight as normal, and you know, it happens. It's a contact sport.
Can you confirm who Joe was actually sparring with at the time? Was it yourself?
No, I can't confirm that, and it wasn't myself.
How's he been feeling this morning? Time he's asking if I've played
it. Joe, yeah, he's, you know, he's got it, and you know, he didn't pull out the fight. Obviously, the UFC pulled him out, and you know, he's got it. You know, this was his event. You know, he was main event, and you know, I see a lot of people kicking the man while he's down, and I don't like that.
Bringing the questions back to yourself, how do you see the fight actually going on Saturday, and have you got a prediction for us?
I see myself winning. You know, I believe I will get the finish, but I'm ready for anything.
You said you weren't happy with your debut performance, even though you got a first round stoppage. What was it about that performance that you weren't happy with, given how successful it was on the night?
You know, I set a very high standard for myself. You know, I believe I'm going to go all the way in this sport, and I felt like I should have been more dominant. You know, I was against a good fighter, the guy that I fought last week, and he looked incredible. So, you know, it just goes to show that I fought a good guy, and but I took him out in the first round in his hometown. I'm probably looking at maybe the London card. You know, I'd like to put on a good performance and get on the main card in London.
If this fight goes the distance, Tom, you've seen Card win a lot of close decisions in the past, and you know, obviously being in his hometown, would be any concern on your part that if it's close, that you know, you won't learn advantage when you're tipping in his favour?
Oh, definitely. You know, there'll be stuff like I could land a clean shot, there'll be no noise from the fans, and he could miss or glance and there'll be a lot of noise, stuff like that. But you know, I can see myself being very dominant in this, and it shouldn't even be close.